الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, I recently went for Umrah, and during the course of my Umrah, I went to the city of Taif. And I felt that today we will talk about the history of Taif, more than seeing what is in Taif, more the history and the lessons from the city of Taif. And there is no doubt whatsoever, it is an amazing history. And we learn so many things about the city of Taif, the inhabitants, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's compassion, kindness, his foresightedness, his du'as, and what we can learn from that particular lesson. Haliya safar mein umrah ke liye main Taif gaya tha, to maine socha ke Taif ke tareekh ke bare mein kuch zikr karu. Ye nahi ke jo hai na jo sabak hame milta hai wo uske bare mein zikr karu. Now Taif was a very important city in Islam, even before Islam. The people of Makkah, the elite of Makkah, the wealthy people of Makkah used to buy property in Taif even before Islam. And the reason for it is because the weather is relatively cooler. So in summer, the people used to go to Taif. Even today, Taif is known as the summer capital of Saudi Arabia. So in the summer, the government buildings are there, where the work of the government is supposed to take place in Taif. Of course, we all know that despite all of that, the Taif came into prominence in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the people of Makkah persecuted Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they gave him all types of difficulty, and they did not accept Islam in the initial stages, and especially after Abu Talib passed away. When Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who despite the fact did not accept Islam, but he was a pillar for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed away, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to go to Taif. And with the intention that in Taif, there is a very prominent tribe known as Bani Thaqif. And if they accept Islam, then Islam will gain strength and the Muslims will gain a place of refuge. That is what the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's idea, and also to give dawah to the people of Taif. To Makkah walon ne jab bahut takleef pahunchaya Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saath nahi diya, to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne socha ke Taif jaakar Bani Thaqif ek bari kabila the, to unse jaakar Islam ko dawat de unko, taaki agar wo Islam qabul kare to musalmanon ko kuch najat mil jaye, musalmanon ko ek markaz mil jaye. To when they came to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the people of Taif, gave them the dawat of Islam and told them about the beauty of Islam, instead of accepting, which was the right course of action, and even if they didn't do that, as someone who has come from another town, who could have shown them, you know, the etiquettes of showing respect to the guest, they turned against Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they ridiculed. So one of them, the most famous person amongst them was Abdi Yalil. Abdi Yalil was one of the prominent leaders of the Bani Thaqif. So he turned and he ridiculed. And he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Allah Ta'ala not get anyone better to appoint as a Nabi than you? Which Allah Ta'ala makes mention of in the verse, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَزِيمٍ. Why didn't Allah Ta'ala send Islam to someone who was prominent amongst us, from Makkah and Taif? You see, Makkah and Taif were two twin cities, very, you know, close to one another, maybe 80, 90, 100 kilometers. So they ridiculed Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after ridiculing him, they forced him out of the city. Not only forced him out of the city, they got the urchins, and they got the gangsters, and they got the youngsters to turn against Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to throw stones upon our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam whole body was filled with blood. So much so that blood clock the feet of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the shoes of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Makkah walon ne qabool nahi kiya to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne socha ke Taif walon ko jaakar daawat de. Unhone mustarad kar diya, unhone rad kar diya aur mehman nawazi karne ke bajaye Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki tauheen aur ihanat ki yahan tak ke bachchon ko bheja ke Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko patthar maarne ke liye. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got wounded. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after a great amount of time, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to rest at a particular place. And at that particular time, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to rest, Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came and said, "Oh, Allah has listened to you and what has happened to the people of Taif. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent an angel who is in charge of the mountains. And he is in charge of the mountains that is surrounding Makkah. If you have to give one command, आप एक ही कमांड, एक ही अमर दे दें, तो ये पूरा मक्का, ये ताइफ जो वादियों के दरमियान और पहाड़ों के दरमियान है, पहाड़ों को मिलकर ताइफ वालों को हलाक कर दें। If you tell us once, tell the angels that bring the mountains of Taif together, these angels will bring the mountains of Taif together, and the people of Taif would be completely destroyed. When today, when you drive between Makkah and Taif, you just see this great amount of mountains everywhere. And you think about that time. You think about the offer that was made to our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you see that, listen, these are the mountains. You just see mountains everywhere. So much so that they got a cable car between the two highest mountains, between the mountains. Because of whatever the distances between the mountain tops. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, heard what Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had to say. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said an amazing thing. Unhone Islam kabool nahi kiya. They didn't accept Islam, but their children will accept Islam. Unke bachche aur unke nasl Islam kabool karenge. Aur kabhi main sochta hu ki what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said and how it turned out, the consequences. You know, how that consequences happened, you can't even imagine how it happened. But that was the certainty of faith, the dua of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he made a dua which was so heartbreaking, so emotional. Because see, this is one of the most emotional journeys of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The journey of Taif was one of the most emotional journeys. Uhud ke baad, after the battle of Uhud, where 70 sahaba were shaheed, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle was shaheed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was obviously distressed. Hazrat Aisha asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Uhud ke baad, Hazrat Aisha Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se pucha, "Ya Rasulullah, Uhud se barkar aapko kabhi aisa takleef pahuncha ya nahi?" To Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne Taif ka hawala diya. Did you ever have any day that was more distressful and more hurtful and more painful than Uhud? And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Yes, the day of Taif. It was either more painful or equally painful." So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of this. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua that was so beautiful, so great, so full of humility, so full of meaning. Allahumma ilayka ashku dhukfa quwwati wa qillati hilati wa hawani ala nas. Oh Allah, I complain to you about my weakness, about my feebleness, that perhaps I didn't approach them in the proper manner. Oh Allah, I complain to you about the fact that they were indifferent to my invitation. Maine unko daawat di, unhone qabool nahi kiya. Ya Allah, main aap se shikayat karta hu apne kamzori ki. Ye nahi kaha ki ye log aise hai, ye aise badbakht hai. Today what we would say, these people are so and so, they are so, they are not on hidayat, they are like this, they are like that. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kya kaha? Ya Allah, मैं अपने कमजोरी के बारे में आपसे जो है ना मैं शिकायत करता हूँ. I complain to you about my weakness. Subhanallah. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Anta Rabbul Mustafin, wa anta Rabbi, ila man takilni." Ya Allah, who did you entrust me to? Ila aduwi yatajahamuni. Am ila aduwi. You know, have you entrusted me to my enemies who like my downfall? Or to my enemies that you have given them control over me. But, oh Allah, if you are not illam takusakhitan bi, if you are not
displeased with me, if you are not angry with me, then I have no ghayr fala ubali. I have no worry if you are not angry with me. If they have rejected me, so be it. But if you must not be angry with me, oh Allah. This was a dua of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in Uhud. Today there is a place there. That it is said that this was the place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to rest. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. Right? Then, while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, there was, now the people who were there, one of the prominent people, were the sons of Rabi'ah, Utbah and Shayba. They sent their slave Addas with a plate of grapes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Addas ek Nasrani tha. To angur bech kar unhane kaha ke jaakar Muhammad ko de do. And they were part of the people who were instigating all this. But baad mein unko raham a gaya. Then they felt some sort of pity. So they sent grapes to Addas. Aya Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the grapes. He read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Addas haram. یہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم میں نے کبھی سنا نہیں یہ کیا ہے تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at that time gave him دعوت started speaking him about Islam تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جا کر ان کو دعوت دی بعد میں پوچھا عداس آپ کہاں سے ہو تو عداس نے کہا میں I am from you know Ninwa تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہا آپ تو میں you are from the place where my brother prophet Yunus ibn Matta is from Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam Ninwa se tha, jo Iraq mein tha, Mosul ke kareeb, near Mosul. To Yunus, to ye Addas hairan hua. Aapko Yunus ke bare mein kaise pata chala? Yahan pe to kisi Yunus ko nahi pehchante. No one know about Yunus the prophet. How do you know about him? So he said, I know him because he's a fellow prophet and Allah has made mention of him in the Holy Quran. To ye Addas started kissing Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بوسہ دیا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم علماء نے لکھا ہے حافظ ابن حجر الواقعی نے کہا کہ اسی وقت مسلمان ہوئے he became a Muslim سبحان اللہ تو وہ جب واپس گئے تو عتبہ اور شیبہ نے کہا کہ آپ ہمارے احترام اتنا نہیں کرتے جتنے آپ نے کسی اور کو احترام کیا you didn't show us the respect the way you showed the respect to Muhammad he said وہ نبی ہے اللہ کی نبی ہے he is the نبی of Allah when they went to Badr تو یہ عتبہ اور شیبہ بھی ساتھ جانے لگا تو عداس نے ان سے کہا تھا آپ نہ جاؤ you will not gain victory over a نبی of Allah وہ تو اللہ کے نبی ہے آپ کس کے خلاف چاہ کر جو ہے وہ جنگ کر رہے ہیں who are you going to go and fight against تو انہوں نے نہیں مانا تو جو ہے they got killed so then he came back so the prominent view is that عداس رضی اللہ عنہ became a صحابی حافظ ابن حجر رحمت اللہ علیہ اور واقعی نے ان کو صحابہ میں شمار کیا ہے Today, amazingly, there is a place there, there is a small masjid which is known as Masjid Addas. So, usse bhi pata chalta hai ki wo sahaba tha, isliye jo hai na unhone ek masjid ka naam unke naam par kar diya. That is why they kept the name there. And ajeeb, you know, nowadays the whole situation in Saudi is amazing. They protect certain things, not because of religious basis, but because of cultural heritage. So, in that particular masjid, they got a stamp cultural heritage of Saudi Arabia. The cultural heritage of Saudi Arabia, they got a name of masjid. Hum wahan bahar se nikle to ye bhi ajeeb baat thi, there was someone selling grapes. There was someone selling grape, angur bech raha tha. Maine kaha, ya Allah, ye Addas to angur lekar aaye the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas. Aur unki masjid ke bahar log jo hai na wo angur bech rahe. So this was the incident that happened in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let's fast forward. فتح مکہ کے بعد نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے طائف کا محاصرہ کیا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سراؤنڈڈ اینڈ بیسیجڈ یو نو طائف تو فور سم روایت سے 20 ڈیز سم سے 40 ڈیز سم سے 1 منتھ محاصرہ کے بعد مسلمان کو فتح نہیں ہوا they didn't gain victory over the طائف so Muslims they surrounded and this was the first time some say in history that the caterpillars was used to try and break the fort because Taif was on a very high place so the first time Muslims used caterpillars in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam those people who say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was against technology must learn from this the first time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the caterpillars for the sake which was not the normal way of the people fighting at that time and then of course in the Middle Ages that became the major force source of war and victory So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that time, they were very, very good marksmen. So they used their bow and arrows and they wounded certain Muslims. So people said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua against the people of Thaqif. Thaqif ke khilaf bar dua kijiye. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne haath uthaya. Aur kya dua ki? Allahumma hdi thaqifan wa'ati bihim. Oh Allah, thaqif walo ko hidayat de. This is today where we got, I don't know where we got this whole particular mindset. You know, all the time having nafrat against the people. We have nafrat against the kufar, not against them. We were supposed to have raham for them, call them towards Islam. Ye Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnat. Ye kahan se hame mila ke jo hai na har waqt jo hai na unke khilaf. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unke liye kabhi baddua nahi ki. Never made baddua against the non-Muslims. He always made dua for hidayat for them. Allahumma hdi thaqifan wa'ti bihim. So then afterwards, Urwa bin Mas'ud, one of the most prominent people of Taif, became a Muslim. He went to Medina. Musliman hue. Oh, hidayat par aaya. Aur ye Urwa bin Mas'ud, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hadith mein farmaya ke ye Urwa ibn Mas'ud Hazrat Isa alaihi salatu wasalam ke mushabih hai. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to talk about Isa alaihi salatu wasalam, he used to say Isa alaihi salatu wasalam is similar in appearance to Urwa ibn Mas'ud. Just looks like Urwa ibn Mas'ud. Huh? And he was the one who was negotiating on behalf of the Quraysh with the Muslims in Hudaybiyah. You remember his name, Urwa ibn Mas'ud. Right? Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. Although he was from Taif, but he was negotiating on behalf of the people of Makkah. He became a Muslim. He went to Makkah, he became a Muslim. And when he became a Muslim, he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to give dawah to the people of Taif. Main jaakar unko dawah dunga. Islam ko, Islam ki taraf main unko bulaunga. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unse kaha tha ki ihtiyat se rahe. To unne kaha, ya Rasulullah, wo to mujhe sardar ki tarah mante hain. They regard me as a Muslim, as the leader. Ya Rasulullah, they will not harm me. Wo kuch nahi karenge mere khilaf. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unse kaha tha, nahi, aap ihtiyat kijiye. Aap Islam ki taraf unko bulayenge, wo aapko jo hai na wo takleef pahunchayenge. Lekin he had this whole particular passion. He wanted to invite them to Islam. He came back to Taif. When he came back to Taif, you know, the first thing the people of Taif, when they used to come, they used to go to Lat. He didn't go to the idols. And then he told them about Islam. They made salam to him. He made assalamu alaikum, not the normal salam. Then he made azan for Fajr. While he was making azan for Fajr, they shot an arrow against him and they killed him and he became shaheed. The one whom became the first Muslim, the first. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha tha ke unke nasl mein se log honge jo Islam kabul karenge. They will accept Islam. The first one who became Muslim was Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. Whenever you hear the Thaqafi, they come from Taif. So he became a Muslim. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about his shahadat, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is like Ali Yasin. He is like Habib Najjar in Yasin Sharif, who told his people to accept Islam and they killed him. And he even was worried about them after he went to Jannat. After he went to Jannat, he said, Ya Allah, Ya Layta Qawmi Ya'lamun. Jannat mein jaakar unhone apne qawm ke liye dua ki. Apne qawm ki hidayat ke liye dua ki. Hum kitne jo hain ya Junubi Afrika walon ke liye dua hidayat ki dua karte hain. How much do we make dua for the hidayat of the people of South Africa? Najjar ne jaakar jannat mein apne qawm ke liye hidayat ki. Dua ki hidayat ki. Nevertheless, he passed away. He was shaheed. And he told the people towards the end, they wanted to take revenge. Badla lena chahte the. Badla mat lo. Don't take revenge. Go to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become a Muslim. So after a long time, a group of Taif, they had a small delegation and they went to Medina. They came to Medina in the 9th year after Hijri. That means just about a year before Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Ek saal pehle Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki wafat pe, ek saal pehle, Thaqif ka ek jo hai na wo pura wafd lekar aaye the Masjid-e-Nabawi. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a tent for them outside Masjid-e-Nabawi. Today if we make a tent for a non-Muslim, what will happen? Huh? Big fatwa will come. Huh? But they made, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a tent for them. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept them. Ulama ne likha hai, according to one riwayat, 14 days they stayed in that tent. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them water. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come and talk to them about Islam. Huh? And one of them, his name was, I think was Abu Bakr or someone. He learned so much of Quran that when they were going back, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him the leader of the tribe and said, you must reach, because you know more Quran, you must become the imam. Now during the course of that, then towards the end, they started saying, you know, we want to become Muslim. And then they started speaking. Ya Rasulullah, Musliman honne chahte hai. Lekin jo hai na, hum ye nahi karna chahte, ye nahi karna chahte, zakat nahi dena chahte. Jo hai na, us salat mein se hum 5 waqt nahi padhenge. Do waqt ki namaz padhenge. We won't read 5 times namaz, we will read 2 times namaz. To Abu Dawood ki hadith hai. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, just accept what they are saying. When they start reading salat, they will become punctual. When they will come read salat, they will become punctual. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't insist. Now this is how you bring and you win people to Islam. You don't win people by Islam becoming hard. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, alright, wait. The one thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't compromise. They said, Ya Rasulullah, give us some time with regard to Lat and our idols. You know, don't give us 1 year. First they said 2 years, then they said 1 year, then they said 3 months. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iski gunjaish nahi. Sirf ek gunjaish Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kiya. Only one thing. Unhone kaha, Ya Rasulullah, theek hai, agar aap yehi aapka hukam hai ki hum Islam laaye and you are going to break our idols, for this hame mazoor kijiye. You don't make us break the idols. Send 2 people to come break the idols. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted that also. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mughira ibn Shubah. Mughira ibn Shubah was also from Thaqif. So when he was outside Medina, when he saw the tribe, he said, ye kaun hai? Jab jaakar dekha ki ye hamare kabila mein se hai. This is from Thaqif. So Mughira ibn Shubah, itna khush hua, he became so happy, he ran to Medina. Ya Rasulullah, the people of my tribe have come. They have come there, maybe perhaps they will come and accept Islam. Then he went back to his tribe. And when you tell them, he said, jab aap Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas ja rahe ho, is tarah se pesh aana. This is the etiquette you must go. This is what you must say. So Mughira ibn Shubah was from Thaqif. He was a Muslim. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him and Khalid bin Walid to go and break the idols. So they came and they break the idols. And Mughira ibn Shubah was a person who was a little bit jokey. So what he did was, when he started taking the chopper to break the idols, so just when he was about to make the first, you know, blow against the idols, you know, he made as if he's falling down unconscious. So he fell down unconscious and he started making noises. So Thaqif wale jo hai na, jo pehle abhi Islam hue, to bahut khush hue. So dekha Lat ne kya kiya aapke upar? What did Lat do to you? You have become unconscious. Then he got up and he laughed. He said, "Ya kya kar sakte? What can you do?" And he broke the idols. So ye sab Musliman hue. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hamdardi ki wajah se, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki dua ki wajah se. Aur sabse one of the greatest things I always tell people, that Muhammad ibn Qasim rahmatullah alayh, who introduced Islam to India and Pakistan, Muhammad ibn Qasim, wo bhi Taif ke rehne wale the. He was from Thaqif. To hum jitne sab to nahi, lekin all of us who are here today from India, Pakistan, India Pakistan ke log jo hai na, hamare Islam mein Thaqif aur Taif walon ke haath hai, aur hamare Islam mein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hamdardi aur dua shamil hai. We are Muslims because of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua. We are Muslims because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the people of Taif, that you keep them alive. And from the tribe of Thaqif came someone who brought Islam to India and Pakistan. So this is what we learn, my dear respected brothers. It's not just to go and see a place. We have to learn karna chahe. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning these lessons and put it into practice in our daily life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.